Hi, girly whirlies. Welcome back to another episode of the Girly Whirlies Show. And you're my favourite girly whirlies in the whole entire world. It was International Women's Day this week. Happy International Women's Day to all my gorgeous girly whirlies. I love and appreciate you the most. I feel like I say it every time. I also feel like I'm always like, I missed you. But I really do miss you when I feel like I haven't chatted to you. And I get withdrawals. I also just get guilt. I feel guilt if I haven't been updating the girly whirlies. There's a lot of updates. I feel like in the last episode, there's a lot of updates. I feel like there's more updates. Since I was chatting to you, had I been skiing? Yeah, I'd been skiing and myself and Sam moved apartment. Then I went to New York. Went to New York with Benefit. It was the most iconic trip of a lifetime. I cannot describe. You might have seen it on my Instagram stories, etc. Like a vlog, actually a YouTube vlog is going to go up of it. I just cannot get over it. It was such an amazing trip. Such an amazing brand. And what I've realized with these brands is, like, by going on these trips, I'm now a Benefit girl for life. I'm a Benefit girly for life, no matter what, when, where, who, why. I will always be a Benefit girly. I was also away, you might remember, last year with CeraVe, and like, I will always now be a CeraVe girly. It just makes you want to be a part of them forever. Like, it just makes you want to be a little sister of the brand. It's just adorable. So it was so much fun. But being away, it was an interesting trip. So it was like an influencer trip. I've only ever done one other trip, and that was with CeraVe, and it was fab. Also, New York wasn't even same different. They're both very different trips. And this one was like a lot more influencers, and you learn a lot. You learn a lot. Met such nice people. I also feel like getting out of Ireland can just be very inspiring. Like if you're feeling in a bit of a rut, just if you can escape for a weekend and go anywhere you can. And I feel inspired whenever I leave this country. I feel terrible saying that. Even when we were in New York, we just found ourselves kind of bitching about Ireland. But then I feel so bad because I secretly love the place. Like I do love Ireland and there's so much I love about it. But there's a lot that would bring you down. I think when you live in Ireland, you kind of get used to the begrudging or the there is negativity. Like people are so friendly, people are so kind. But then there's also a kind of, don't get big for your boots, don't think you can succeed, don't think you can do very well, like that kind of stuff. And I feel like in other cities, everyone's a dreamer and everyone can do whatever they want, they don't care. But I feel like in Ireland, it's just a judgy place. As much as we're friendly and as much as we're fun, it can be very judgy. So I always feel so much better after leaving and coming back, but I'll always come back. Like I do love Ireland. I don't know, if I was to live elsewhere, I'd probably live in London because it's not that far. Like I have family in Sydney, but that's just a million miles away. I just wouldn't go that far. Visit, obviously, but I wouldn't live there. Whereas London, I'd live. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe every city has judgment and begrudging and all that kind of stuff. But I think we all know in Ireland, it's just a little bit. But it's also good. Like, Ireland keeps you humbled. Like, it's a bit gas. And that's actually what we're talking about today is, okay, well, what we're talking about is confidence. But with that, I have to talk about, like, coping with embarrassment and, like, I kind of just don't get embarrassed, which is like a toxic trait because there's so many things I should be embarrassed by, but I'm not. And maybe it's kind of like living a delusional life, but I've kind of always been that way. Like as I got older, I just stopped getting, like, of course I get embarrassed. And of course, like I go bright red or I start sweating, but there's moments where I should be embarrassed and I'm just not. And someone might be like, that was so embarrassing. And I'm like, no, it wasn't. Like it's only embarrassing if you decide it's embarrassing. So we're talking about confidence and embarrassment because I think they come hand in hand, because I think when you're confident, you don't embarrass easily and you just own your shit. Sorry, I sound groggy. I sound snotty. I feel like the last time I was speaking to you, I was sick. I was sick before going away. Then I went away. Then we moved and then I went away again. And then we came back. And since coming back, I'm sick again. I'm just run down. Bladder infection again. Girlies, if I can tell you one thing, everyone just pee after sex, girlies, okay? I learned that the hard way years and years and years ago, and then it set off this cycle of UTIs for me. And then I didn't get UTIs for years, and then since getting the coil, I've had one or two bladder infections since, and I'm kind of wondering, are they linked? I don't know. But just look after yourself. Sorry, so I have to religiously go to the bathroom and that's fine. That does it for me. But drink your water. I was so dehydrated that I basically was like, oh my god, I just have been giving my bladder a hard time. I peed my pants. Girlies, I peed my pants. Sorry, I peed my pants the other day. I was in town with bestie Hannah and we were standing in the middle of the street and I said, Hannah, Hannah, I'm peeing my pants. I'm peeing my pants. Now, it wasn't a big pee because when you have like a bladder infection, you may or may not know. It's like the girls that get it. And if you don't, I'm so happy for you. Like, I'm so glad you don't know this agony. But with a bladder infection, a lot of the time, it's this sensation of needing to bursting to pee. But, and you have to go. But when you go, it just trickles. Like, it's not that much. So thank God it wasn't that much quantity of urine. But I trickled. Like, it trickled down into my up boots. Oh my God, I actually, no, I was about to say, I can't believe I'm telling you this. Of course I'm telling you this. Oh my God, sorry. Also, sorry. Oh my God, I need to take a breath, my thoughts. But in New York on the benefit trip, have you ever seen on TikTok these people that have a typewriter and you go up to them and you don't talk to them. They just look at you and write you a poem. Listen to what they, you'd swear they, and like these people, they didn't know, like they didn't know anyone, like they were just there to just do this thing at the event. If this doesn't summarize the podcast, girlies, I don't know what does. Okay, well, sorry, the second half of it. So they said, and it's so sweet, I nearly cried. You don't suffer for a lack of friends. I feel like every single person is a permanent or temporary part of your social world. You don't believe in oversharing. You are oversharing personified. But if you don't tell people exactly who you are, you feel like you'd be living dishonestly. It's possible that you don't have a single secret. Girls, isn't it so accurate? Like, it's scary. Isn't it so bang on? Like, I can't keep secrets. I cannot not tell you that I peed my pants. And I'm going to share some embarrassing moments with you and like my humbling moments. And then we'll talk about confidence. Yeah, while we're at it. Okay, so pee my pants. Let's just talk about the embarrassing moments. Okay, so even just on this influencer trip, for example. Anyone that knows me knows I'm clumsy klutz. I'm Krusty the Clown. I am a mess, to be honest. And okay, so for example, influencer trip. I got so white girl wasted, I fell into a bin. Amy, the benefit PR rep, was pulling rice out of my fur coat. The bouncer, call an ambulance. Get this girl off the floor. She can't be here. She can't be seen here. Should have been mortifying, but it was hilarious. Me drunk, regardless, sober makes a dick of myself, but drunk me, I don't know what shit I was talking to people. And listen, the party was make poor decisions. So there was a lot of shots. Like, I got litty. And the one good thing about me though is I don't throw up and I don't cry. I used to cry, but when I'm litty, I'm just having a good time. So at least it's not bad vibes when I'm litty. But like, I was litty and I was talking a whole lot of shit to a whole lot of people, and I don't even want to know. But did I have the fear the next day? No, I was choosing to not have the fear. I do, honestly, I don't get the fear, but I do get anxiety. So I get anxiety, but not about the night before. I just get, like, alcohol just gives you anxiety. We've talked about this before. Like, it just gives me anxiety the next day. I just think my whole life, I think I need to delete my Instagram. Like, I will go on a spiral, but it's never about the night before. Like, if I've embarrassed myself, I really do not care. On the way out of the trip, leaving, saying goodbye to everyone, hugs, kisses, so nice to meet you, leaving the public hotel, which is a very busy hotel, my entire suitcase, not the cabin case, the almost 30 kg case, goes crash, bang, kadoosh, as my friend says, tud, down the escalator. If falls down the escalator, the whole hotel heard it. Everyone saw it. As I'm saying goodbye, everyone sees this happen. The entire hotel hears, and it hit a man down the bottom. Now, thank God, it just like, just briefly tipped his ankle, like he wasn't going on, like, I would, oh my God, because that would cause an injury. Like, if that, oh my God, that would have taken someone out. Mortifying. But was I gonna choose to dwell over that as my goodbye? No. Hilarious, we move on from it. Another very humbling moment. It's always when I'm like thinking, okay, I've got my shit together, shit's good, is when life humbles me. When I was in New York with Sarah V, I woke up in this, so we stayed in the Soho House, and I woke up at like 6 a.m. in this beautiful hotel room. I'm talking, this hotel room was just, I can't explain it. If you watch my vlog, you might have seen it. It was just divine. And I cried when I got there because I just couldn't believe that I was brought to New York and put up in the Soho House and in this particular hotel room. And so I wake up bright and early. I'm like, yeah, get some admin done, get some content done. Let's go through my emails. Let's go through my messages. I open a message from Depop. I had just posted a lot of Depop orders before flying away. And I just thought it was going to be a got the parcel. Love it. Thank you so much. So I was like, perfect. Going through my admin. I love my life. And I open this message, I open this DM. I haven't actually told anyone this. I told my girls this, but I haven't told the pod or YouTube or anyone this. But it's fucking funny. I open the text and it starts off, "Hey Sophie, got my parcel, love it, thank you so much." So I was like, perfect. Slayed the Depop orders, everything's perfect. Everyone's Depops have arrived, everything's great. Life is fucking great. I'm in this hotel room in New York. I'm about to spend the day, blah, 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 with Sarah V. I love my life. Continue on the message. Actually, I'm not even going to go back and get it because my thing is, like, I won't go looking for something that I actually know will bring me back secondhand embarrassment. So I'm not going to go get it. But I just remembered, it's ingrained in my brain. Loved my parcel. Loved my items. Thank you so much for the quick delivery. However, just wanted to let you know that when I put my hands in the pockets of the blazer, I pulled out a pink thong. So I sent this Depop order now, and I would like to note, this blazer was washed. It was cleaned. And to be fair, I remember putting the thong in that pocket, and it was not a worn thong, I swear to God. But when I first read this, I couldn't remember. I couldn't even remember what blazer she was talking about because I'd done a lot of orders. And I was sweating. I was like, oh my God, like, was there a fucking tampon with it too? Like, what have I just done? This is disgusting. This is disgraceful. She's just pulled a fucking thong out of her Depop item. I refunded her straight away. I was so embarrassed. I was so mortified. I just refunded her immediately, like, before, no questions asked, because it rang a bell. Like, it rang a bell before I even realized what blazer it was. I was like, that rings a fucking bell that I put a thong in a pocket. So I refunded her straight away. Then as I'm sitting there in a sweat in the bed, I was like, what did I do? Like, how did I do that? What thong is that? Was it worn? Like, oh my God, like absolutely dying. But I did remember that it was a clean thong in the first place. And then, so I went out with a spare thong in case, and I put it in my pocket, and was meant to put it in my bag, never put it in the bag. It stayed in the pocket all night, went through the wash with the thong in the pocket, and then went to her in the post with the fucking thong in the pocket. Humbling, to say the least. Humbling, but hilarious, like, at the same time. But these are all things that, like, to be fair, that did mortify me. Like, I was mortified because I couldn't picture what state. And I was just entirely spiraling. I thought this girl was going to put it on TikTok. I thought my thong was going to be on TikTok. Like, look what this bitch just sent me in the post, arrived in my doorstep, her thong. I have plenty of embarrassing stories. They're just the first few coming to mind. Like, girls, I've peed in a clutch bag. I've peed in my own clutch bag, drunk. Like, I have plenty of stories. Like, every night out is me probably falling over. I just am a clumsy, klutzy person. So I've just made it my choice to not get embarrassed. And I just hate when people are like, that's so embarrassing. It's like, well, sorry, me and my friends use that term lightly, as in, like, so embarrassing. But I hate when someone personally is like, that's so embarrassing, about someone's, like, style choice or their makeup or their hair or, like, the activities they like to do. Like, just shut the fuck up. Just let the girlies enjoy their, like, just let the girls enjoy their stuff. Stop ruining things for other people just because you don't have the confidence to do what they're doing. It's not embarrassing. And I think embarrassment is, it's an us problem. Like, we feel our own embarrassment. Like, a lot of the times no one else thinks it's embarrassing. It's just you thinking it's embarrassing. And, like, you know, when you go over and over and over a scenario in your head and you think it's so embarrassing, no one else is still thinking about it. It kind of comes back to, I've talked to you about, no one really gives a fuck about you. Like, no one else is thinking about it. Like, maybe you walked into the glass door on your way into an event. No one else is thinking about it. You're still thinking about it. No one else is thinking about it. Maybe you said something kind of stupid. No one else is thinking about it. If you were to ask someone, what did they say? No one's going to remember. Like, it's not that big of a deal to anybody else but you. So I think that's kind of how you just have to choose to not feel embarrassed. Like, of course, there's natural embarrassing moments, and it's important to feel embarrassed because, be humbled. We can't be that delusional. But it's also, like, don't let embarrassment, like, don't let that stop you from living your life. Like, people feel they're too embarrassed to post online. Post online. Follow your dreams. Like, do whatever it is that you want to do. It's not embarrassing. It's not embarrassing to be happy. That's how I see it. If I'm happy and I'm doing things that make me happy, I'm not embarrassed. You're the only one embarrassed, babe. You're embarrassed for me? That's on you. That's not me, babe. So, naturally, talking about this, we must talk about confidence, because the entire trip kind of taught me a lot about my confidence. Because I am very confident in certain scenarios. I think people think I'm confident, but there's certain things I'm confident and not confident with. For example, I'd rather die than take photos in front of a load of people. Like, I cannot pose for photos in front of a load of people. However, in New York, and I think it's because the city we're in, I felt so confident having Amy and Niall, who were on the trip with me, my angels. I felt so confident having them take photos of me. But like in Ireland, like it's Sam or my mum. Like I get mortified otherwise. Like I get so embarrassed. Like that is where my confidence does not thrive, is having to do photos. And people think I'm like good at photos. And I'm like, no, I'm only good at photos when it's with someone I feel confident with. Because I will crumble in front of someone that I am not comfortable with doing photos with. Whereas a lot of people are just well able to film. Like people are well able to whip out the camera. I can't even vlog in Dublin. I cannot, or let alone really that confidently anywhere. I'm confident vlogging obviously at home, but bringing the camera out and about kills me because I feel like, oh my god, people are looking at me, this is so embarrassing. Like, so that's where I let myself be embarrassed where I shouldn't, and I let confidence get in the way. Whereas my confidence shines. Like I am like a puppy. Like I love talking to people. I'm well able to walk into a room full of people. That doesn't, of course it would make me nervous. It's a bit scary, or like, you know, meeting all the other influencers. That's scary, but it wouldn't have me quaking in my boots. Like I'm well able. I can use my voice. Like I don't get all shy. I'm confident in situations like that. But then when it, or if it comes to like, if someone asks me what I do, I'd rather die, crumble up in a ball. I'd rather die than tell someone I'm an influencer, where so many people have the confidence to be like, I'm an influencer, I do this and I do that. Like, I'd never be like, I have a podcast, I do, like, it kills me. I'm like, oh, I do social media. Like, there's certain things where my confidence doesn't apply. Or like, myself and Sam went to the cinema the other night, and I was so wrecked from the trip, and then we had an awards show and all this stuff. By the way, girlies, we won Most French Lady. Thank you, anyone who voted. I love ya. But, went to the cinema the next day, so I was absolutely wrecked. Like, hair was still kind of big and bouncy, but not in a cute way, from the night before, and no makeup on, just in like comfy clothes. And obviously I feel most confident when my hair is done, makeup's on, or a good outfit. All three is like peak confidence. But if I have a good blow dry, confidence. If I have a good outfit, confidence. Or you know what, yeah, hair or outfit. Makeup absolutely makes me feel confident, but if I have hair or outfit and no makeup, I'll still feel kind of okay. Or tan on my face, I'll feel perf. But makeup, yeah, of course, everyone feels more confident with makeup. So I wasn't outfit, hair, or makeup in the cinema, because it couldn't be ours. It was just going to the cinema. But when we walked in, it was so busy, and I just felt myself kind of cling to Sam, like almost wanting him to hide me because he's so fucking tall. And he was like, what are you doing? Because he felt me like clinging onto him, and he was like, what are you doing, babe? He knew it wasn't affection. Like, he was kind of like, why, what is this? And I was like, oh, sorry, I just got like really like, I just got like intimidated, like this, I just kind of lost all my confidence, and like my confidence just disappeared. And I don't know whether it was down to it being a lot of people there, was it not, it was probably because I didn't feel done up, so I didn't feel confident. But I can be put off by situations too, so I have confidence in a lot of situations. Or like, I, like, you know, people like would rather die than ask the waiter for something, or the flight attendant, or like to ring someone, like absolutely no problem, I will go and chat to that flight attendant. I'll probably find them on WhatsApp and we'll be chatting later, and I'll invite her out for dinner. Like that is me. Like, I love talking to people, I love people, but my confidence does lack in weird ways, in other ways. Or like at the awards show, like the professional photos, I'd rather fucking die. And they're always awful, and they're awful especially because I don't know how to look, where to look, how to pose, because it's not my comfort zone. It is so uncomfortable for me, and the photos are always horrendous. I never like them anyway, because I just need Sam, and Sam will hype me up. And he was there, but he's not going to stand beside the camera and like telling me what to do. He'll just direct me in the way that, like, or he'll just be like relax, no one's here, like why are you being awkward? Like, he'll know when I'm being awkward. So my confidence, yeah, like places where you would think my confidence should shine, which is like you would assume maybe in front of a camera, because I literally film myself all the time, but being in front of someone else's camera is so awkward to me. Like, it's so uncomfortable. And even sometimes, yeah, I don't know, even sometimes being in front of my own camera, I'm just still like, I feel really awkward today. Like, my confidence just isn't there. But my tips for confidence in both ways, so when it does shine for me, or when like it's not doing well, these are just the things I tell myself, my little affirmations, my things, how I cope. First of all, like we discussed at the beginning, is the embarrassment thing. Just choose to not be embarrassed. And I know that's really hard because embarrassment is just like a natural feeling. But like my thing is like, okay, feel embarrassed for 5 minutes and then get over it. And you're not like bring it up anymore. You're not like talk about it. Stop talking about it. Leave it. It's in the past. Like forget about it. Or like I'll just ring Sam and be like, oh my God, Sam, I just said something really embarrassing. And he's like, okay. And like he like if you tell someone about it, it usually kind of brings it back to earth because they don't think it's a big deal, whereas in your head it's such a big deal. So I'll be like, Sam, I just blah blah, and he's like, Sophie, not a big deal, that story was boring, give me drama, you know, that kind of way. So you have to just give it 5 minutes and then get over it. Like do not let the embarrassment follow you. That's when it becomes the fear. I know the fear is a term used for like hangovers and like after drinking and the night before, but I think the fear is kind of just a thing of like when embarrassment has just seeped in too long and it's just following you. So you know, in the middle of the night sometimes you remember something so embarrassing that you did like 5 years ago. We all do that, like it's so natural. But my thing is just 5 minutes, give it 5 minutes, and you're not allowed to sweat over it again. And when you find yourself sweating it over again, just you have to remind yourself, no one else cares, no one else is thinking about this, so why am I thinking about it? Like it was a me thing, it's my thing, so I'm gonna own it. Like why am I gonna let other, like no one else thinking about it, it was your thing. And that's a thing about confidence, is just owning it. Like even if you fall down, laugh it off, own it. Like you know people say like on TikTok, they're like, oh my God, imagine getting hit by a car and having to get back up and walking away, how embarrassing. Like yeah, like there's all these scenarios that are mortifying, but they're hilarious. Like if you just own it and laugh it off, that's kind of the first step to just gaining the confidence back. Is like, it's funny, it was on brand. That's my thing, like on brand, like everything stupid I do is on brand for me. My friends know this, like my friends know I'm donkey on ice on a night out. Like I just, it's on brand for me to do these stupid things and make a fool of myself in front of people. And I've just learned, I can't change it. Like because if I wanted to change it, I'd be having to control myself all the time. And I'd almost have to be like a Kardashian. You know, the Kardashians are so mellow and they are so in control of everything they do. Like, that's not me. I'm not going to put that much energy into making sure I don't embarrass myself. It's a part of who I am. It's a part of my personality. I make a fool of myself all the time. And it would take too much energy to try and control that side of me. Like, that would be me not being real. That would be me being a little Sims character. Like, that is not real if I'm not making a fool of myself and if I'm trying to control that and trying to avoid those situations. No, I'm just gonna keep being myself, keep making a dick of myself, and I'll get embarrassed and then I'll laugh it off and it's fine. Like, I'm always covered in bruises. I'm always falling. Am I gonna let that embarrass me? Yes, it's embarrassing, but I'm not gonna let that ruin my day. I'm not gonna let that ruin my memory of the night or of the trip we had or the thing we had. Like, people let these things ruin the whole experience of what they've just been through. And I just think it's so shitty. It's just the worst. It's one of the worst emotions we can feel, is the fear and the anxiety. I also think with confidence, fake till you make it, Mel Robbins, my queen. I know she doesn't like that phrase because she's like, you shouldn't believe you're faking it. Like, you should just be doing it. But I like the phrase because it just, sometimes like if I'm not feeling myself or I'm feeling really ugh, you know, but I can fake it till I make it. I can, and as in, I'll fake it. So I'll fake a smile on my face, like to myself. I'll relax my shoulders. I'll lift my head up. And that faking it in that moment actually turns into feeling better. It's called, you know, the power stance. If you stand like with your hands in the air, or like on your hips and like legs wide open, like all your posture just owns the room. And like, you're not going to do this in front of people. You're probably just going to do it in the privacy of your own home. But when you do the power stance, or like, there's all these kind of things, you can look yourself in the mirror and like give yourself a pep talk, but it's faking it because in that moment you don't feel powerful, you don't feel good. But in the faking it and saying, no, like, you're a bad bitch, you can do this, you got this, slay the day is my fave, you will actually believe it. Like, you will actually make it then. Like, you'll make that happen and you will have the confidence. So say you're going into an interview, you just have to believe. You have to believe. Another thing is imposter syndrome. You have to believe you belong there. You have to believe you deserve that. That's all confidence too. You have to have the confidence in yourself that you earned that spot, you earned that interview, and you're going to get that role. And you have to go in there head held high. People don't want to hire someone that doesn't believe in themselves. You got to believe in yourself. You got to go in there head held high. Even if the inside of you, even if you are about to shit your pants, you've still got to show up as if you have got this, I'm in control, I'm going to be me. I'm going to be me. Always be yourself. But being you with confidence. That's what it is. It's always be yourself, but you have to have confidence with it. And that's how you attract these things into your life too, because that'll attract the role. That'll attract the opportunities. It'll attract the work trip. It'll attract the contacts that you make, the networking. It'll attract the husband that you find. All these kind of things. A lot of it does come with confidence, because with confidence is self-belief. And with self-belief, you attract your thought, like your thoughts are your reality. So if you believe in yourself, and it takes confidence to believe in yourself and to show up, and people in the room know you believe in yourself. That's another thing with confidence. You want people in the room to know you back yourself. That's how I like to put it, is like you back yourself. Like I back myself. I have my own back here. Like if I make a dick of myself, I make a dick of myself. If I have no one in this room to talk to, I back myself. I will go and find someone in this room to talk to, and I'll make new friends, and I'll be able to do this. I can do this. I'm sweating inside. My armpits are probably sweating, knees weak, palms are sweaty. But I will do it. I will do it, because I will fake it for a minute and just say, you can do this. Like, you have this. Shoulders relaxed, head held high, straighten up your posture, and go for it. Because I always find that's, it's my posture. I can feel myself kind of making myself small. I'm like shrinking myself. Like even the other night, probably at the event I was at, I was probably shrinking myself sometimes. And then I have to remember, no, relax your fucking shoulders. Put your shoulder blades back in place. Stop crouching over like Notre Dame. What's his name? You know who I'm talking about. Hunchback of Notre Dame? You know what I mean? You just have to, it's just kind of clicking back in. It's kind of pulling yourself up on it. It's like pulling yourself up on your own bullshit, holding yourself accountable and being like, why are you being nervous? Why are you being like this? Why are you acting like that? Because if your friend was acting like that, if your friend was going into an interview, you'd be hyping them up. So we have to be our own hype girls. Oh my God, I love being hype girl. Like, girly willies, I feel like I'm your hype girl. Like, I love playing hype girl. And a lot of the time, I don't practice what I preach. I'm not being my own hype girl. But when I remember to, and when I'm in tune, it's kind of when I'm in routine. When I fall out of routine, I kind of lose my mindfulness and like my mindset. So the past like 2-3 weeks, I kind of just fell out of touch with all my affirmations and my self-belief and all this kind of stuff. But then that's why I love going away and then coming home with all the inspiration, all the good vibes. But then you come home and you kind of start fresh again, and your routine is back, you're journaling again, and I'm like, okay, I'm so inspired after the trip. I'm gonna get this done, this done, this done. I'm gonna do this goal, this goal, this goal. And I just gotta start with confidence again, the mantras, the affirmations, and be my own hype woman. And like, my imposter syndrome hit so bad. Like on that trip, I was like, Jesus, like how am I here? Like so many of these people are so big. Like they've like millions of followers on TikTok. Like this, how did I end up here? And I was like, no, Sophie, don't do that to yourself. Like stop belittling yourself. Or like people be like, oh, what are you doing? I'll be like, oh, I'm just small. Like, no, stop belittling yourself. Have balls in yourself. Like have gumption. We talked about this before, because I'll be there hyping up everyone else. I'll be like, oh my God, he's an icon. Like, because I really truly believe that about them. So why do I not truly believe that about myself and then hype myself up? And that's something I'm constantly working on. Like, you know, I'm never going to be hyping myself up all the time. And that just, you know, you don't want to be narcissistic. We can't be that delusional. But there's just times that we deserve better and we should give ourselves more love and more confidence boosts. And like, we just deserve to be our own hype person. Like, why are we like, when I look back, when I used to go into work, like absolutely dreading it. And like so nervous and absolutely sweating. I was younger then, but now like I feel with age, you do start, you stop giving shits. You've less shits to give, which I'm realizing, which is amazing, because I used to care so much more when I was younger. But like, I just wish I had that confidence to be like, it's not that deep, Sophie. Go in with confidence. Don't let anyone affect you. Like, there's things I know now that I wish younger me knew. But no regrets. I can't change anything. Can't change the past. It's fine. But that's why I just want to be here to tell you that, like, if you're going into work and dreading it, that's a whole other subject, because I would probably tell you to leave the job. But we'll talk about that another time, because it was the best thing I ever did. But what I would be saying to you as your hype girl is just, you can do this. It's just one day. It's one shift. Go in with confidence. Nothing is that deep. Don't take shit from anybody. That's also a confidence thing. So if you're confident in yourself and you believe in your choices and you believe in your decisions, you're not going to let other people's opinions affect you as much. I've also found that, like, I used to let people's opinions affect me, but recently I've gained more confidence as I've grown, that I care less. I'm caring less what people think. And I do think that's a confidence thing, is because if you believe in yourself and if you believe in your opinions and the decisions you make, you're not really going to let many people in. You'll let the important people in. I'll let my mum in, my Sam, my girls, like I'll let my family, I'll let the thoughts or opinions of important people in. If it's just a random person on the internet in my comments, I'm not going to let it get to me. I used to, definitely when you start out, it gets to you, but like, I'm not going to let that get to me anymore. And I think that does come with confidence too, because I know in myself, I know my character, I know my person, I know who I am, and this person who doesn't know me and I don't know them, I'm not really gonna let them affect my person or character, because I've spent long enough working on me. They don't even know me, and that's how I view that, and I'll shake it off. It's kind of like the embarrassment thing. I'll let it upset me for 5 minutes, and then you gotta shake it off. And no, I'm remaining confident. I let my confidence get knocked every now and again. I 100% let my confidence get knocked. And like, for example, like I used to talk on my Instagram stories all the time. I totally let my confidence get knocked by like just by a few things. And then I don't really talk to my stories anymore. But obviously I talk to TikTok, I talk to YouTube. But like just something about stories, I just couldn't do it anymore. And like it's just more fun to talk to TikTok anyway. But at the time, like it was just, I couldn't do it anymore. Like I let my confidence get knocked. And I let people knock me and my confidence, which was only... all that was doing was holding me back. It was doing nothing for anybody, and it was holding me back. And I was letting other people knock my confidence. So I think with confidence is, once you have your own back and you know your character and you know who you are as a person, you will stop letting people knock your confidence so easily, and you'll be very picky about whose opinions you allow in and you allow affect you. So girlies, we're letting go of embarrassing moments. We're not holding on to those things anymore. We're not doing the fear anymore. Like if you're a hangover girly and you get the fear, my ways of coping with the fear, because I definitely used to get it, but I just don't get it as much anymore, is have a gorgeous shower, wash your hair, like do a full, my hangover, I just gotta love myself. So a full hair wash. I will drunk shower, but then I'll shower again, full hair wash, full body wash, exfoliating, scrubbing it all away, like scrubbing, and that's how you actually almost envision it, washing your hair, is like washing it all away, washing the night away, you're not thinking about it anymore, it's not on you anymore, it's last night's problem. Have your gorgeous shower, have comfort food, have nice food, maybe food that will make you feel good, you know, takeaway might make you feel worse. Maybe like a Nando's, that's kind of mine and Sam's favorite takeaway, because it's not as bad, like it doesn't make you feel shitty. A good takeaway, a nice movie, talk to people, don't isolate yourself when you're hungover or anxious in general. Talk to people, share the emotions with someone, tell someone how you're feeling, and explain to someone that you have the fear, because the girlies probably have the fear too from the night out before, so we all have to get through it together. Like we all have to talk about it needs to be talked about in the group chat and get through it together. And put on your favorite movies, light a candle, maybe journal, get the feelings out on paper, and go to bed, maybe change the bed sheets, just do those nice things for yourself, and just make it a self-love day. And it's a new day, you have to see it as a new day. Last night does not count, it's in the past, I'm not dwelling on it anymore. And that also goes just for embarrassing things or things from the past that we dwell on, just let go of them, shower it away, cleanse your skin, like cleanse it away. I love kind of those, they're like affirmations, but like the physical washing, the cleanse, sage the apartment. I don't care what you do, but those little activities is what makes me feel better. Like, yeah, journaling will make me feel better, but it's the actual like rituals that make me feel better. And I love that. So my rituals of like cleaning things away is how I see it, or lighting a candle, it's like lighting it away. And that always makes me feel better. And for confidence girlies, just have your own back. Have your own back, be your own hype girl. It's how you talk to yourself. I like when I find myself shrinking myself and my confidence going, it's because in my head I'm saying, oh my God, I don't look like this, I look like this, I look bad, I look shit, blah, blah, blah. And then you just have to change the thoughts. I talk about this all the time, is changing the thoughts and say, no, you look great. No one gives a fuck about you. Just slay. Slay the day, Sophie. Just go. Just do it. You're going to be fine. No one else is looking at you. It's fine. So girlies, I really hope you feel confident. I hope you feel no fear, no embarrassment. Go and have a stunning week. Go into work with confidence. Go approach your secret crush with confidence. Send the text. Do the risky things. Do everything with confidence. And as I've said before, and do it with gumption. Just do it. Have your own back. Be your own hype girl. You owe that to yourself because you're your friend's hype girl. So why are you not your own hype girl? So that's how I want you to be this week and carry that with you always, is the confidence. The power stance. Relax your shoulders, lift your head up high, titties higher, and slay. So girlies, I'll leave you with that. I love you so much. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back to chat to you next week. And I love and adore you. Mwah! Bye.